Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Did you know that a Canadian government panel in charge of human rights laws says that celebrating Easter and Christmas holidays could be seen as a form of religious intolerance? Yes, that's where we're at, folks, I guess. I don't know. It's just things get a little bit weirder every day, don't they? Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we're glad to be with you here on this weekend edition of the show. And if you'd like to be part of the program, you can call us at 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can communicate with us that way as well. But welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, also along the GCN network, GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates across the country. And whatever you're doing, wherever you are, or whenever you're hearing this program, by the way, because certain parts of the program play at different times in different areas throughout the weekend. So whatever you're doing this weekend, we hope all is going well, and we're glad that you're there. Well, someone else that we're glad that she's there is Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is the website, and also you can check her out on the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Happy weekend, and welcome again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I tell you what, you had wanted to discuss something called the Sykes-Picot-Budapest Agreement. Now, folks, I do want to say we got a lot of historical perspective on this show, thanks to Denise Simon. So what do you want to say about that? This goes back into a long time ago, actually.
Well, it does. They're two different things. They're not the same thing. I invite the listeners to have some context of why the Middle East is always going to be a problem. And I mean always going to be a problem. And it's because of the Sykes-Picot agreement. It was done in 1916, and it was the move to terminate, if you will, redefine countries, land area, and whatnot from the Ottoman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of like arbitrary kind of lines that created essentially countries, spaces, areas, states, including, pretty much everything in the Middle East. And so this was really done mostly by Great Britain. France had their hand in it. Remember, they had a lot of dominion. The Brits had an awful lot of dominion in the Middle East. And so now we're in a situation here where, people are fighting over what it comes down to. I mentioned this the other day. They were blaming George W. Bush for going to war over oil. Well, it was always over oil, and it wasn't George W. Bush. It's been going on for so many decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, for some kind of reference to why the Middle East is the problem that it is and will always be a problem, it's never going to be settled. It is exactly for that. you know, countries are not going to, how do I put this? It's kind of like what Putin's doing, you know, getting back the old USSR.
Right.
Well, you know, you got a lot of Middle Eastern countries that are kind of doing the same thing. Some want the power of what was once the Ottoman Empire. Some people just want it because of oil, the new discoveries of natural gas fields. It's important to understand all that.
Well, I understand, too, that this agreement, of course, back in those days, it was done in secret, wasn't it?
For the most part, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody after it was done, nobody really challenged it for a lot of years. And now all of a sudden, you know, you've got your Middle Eastern Islamic historians that have decided that, okay, we're going to just blow this whole agreement up. We're going to blow up the lines. We don't like where Saudi Arabia is. We don't like Iran, we don't like Lebanon, we don't like Turkey, we don't like Jordan, Kuwait, and Yemen, especially Yemen. You know, Iran wants to ultimately, very much like China and Russia, Iran wants to merge the entire Islamic world. Well, that ain't going to work. You know, you got the Sunnis, you got the Shiites, and you got the Salafis, and you got the Wahhabis. And in some places, you know, there are some places in the world where they get along. You know, very small enclaves. But for the most part, it just, they're not going to cohabitate. It just isn't going to work. You know, there's one point, you know, the Kurds were one of our best friends when it came to the war in Iraq. Well, here's what's interesting is the Kurds were mostly the highest part of the population in Iraq. You see what I'm saying? I mean, all these things have kind of changed up, and now you've got these mullahs, and you've got these princes and kings and, you know, so forth that you know, are all fighting. But here's another fascinating thing. Just about every Arab leader in the behind the scenes are having discussions with Israel saying, we stand with you, defeat Hamas.
Very interesting.
We stand with you, defeat Hamas. They need some peace.
Very interesting indeed. We'll expand on that, folks, when we come back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Stay right there. We got a caller hanging on as well. And we are going to come right back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And we are rolling through the weekend edition this morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have so much more to talk about. And whatever you're doing this weekend, we hope that you're having fun, because we're having fun here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and be part of the discussion this morning with our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, before we get to the caller on the line, I know that you wanted to, you're making a great point right there as we were coming out to the break just a few moments ago. This was pretty big stuff.
Well, it's factual that, you know, the Saudis need some peace. You know, they're tired of this whole thing and what's going on in Yemen with the Houthis. They're pretty sick of that. You know, we have the Fifth Fleet in Bahrain, so we need some peace over there. Kuwait is never in the conversation, but they're a pretty good ally. But, you know, the United States, and it began under Obama, that we became subservient, if you will, to Iran. And because of the relationship that you have, that Iran has with Qatar, it put things in perspective on why we put the Taliban in a diplomatic post in Doha. And so you've got these Arab leaders that are saying, all right, we got to fix some of this. So they want Israel to fix the Hamas problem. And I get that, which would kind of put Iran back in its place here a little bit. But you still haven't fixed the problem with the Palestinians.
Right.
I would also say that Israel, while they would love to continue to have our military support and our financial support, which we've given them for decades and decades because of the neighborhood that they're in, they really want to keep that support. However, because of the neighborhood that they're in, because of the Six-Day War, because of the Yom Kippur War, all the conflicts that they've been in, they have built an arsenal, and they're not stupid, especially when they got Hezbollah on the northern side. So I would think that some of these Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia, are probably saying, you know, we'll help you out financially and militarily to Israel. You fight the war so we don't have to fight it.
But are they going far enough? I mean, that kind of support
we don't
is
know.
Yeah. Well, that's
we don't know.
Yeah, well, that's that kind of support is really key. And this is a big revelation that if they really do want Hamas to be done away with. But what could they be doing in terms of these protests that are going on, or this narrative out there that Hamas is actually doing the right thing and Israel has to be wiped off the map? Is there anything that do we hear anything from these Arab leaders or back channels or whatever?
Yeah, they don't want to wipe off the map. Yeah, they don't want to wipe off the map because Israel's the only one that is, when they go to war, they win. And none of these other countries want to go to war. So, hey, Israel, we'll help you out here, but don't tell anybody.
Gotcha. Yes. So, in other words, they can't be in public saying Hamas is bad and these protests are wrong, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you do what you have to do to get rid of Hamas. We understand Hamas. The next problem is the Palestinians, because you got good Palestinians, you got moderate Palestinians, and then you got things like the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. So, really, Israel is kind of sitting in the catbird seat, if you will.
Yeah, very interesting perspective, indeed.
Makes some real demands, especially when it comes to the Golan Heights and the West Bank.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, let's head over to line one. We got Backgammon Bob, who's got a question and comment for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Well, I just wanted to say one thing on all this, and it all comes down to one thing, empathy. And this is how you understand the Democratic Party and all liberals. It's all based on empathy and making themselves feel like they are good people because they feel empathy. And anybody that they perceive as a bad person is subject to be persecuted to any degree. And that's part of the reason the Palestine people in this country are so pro-Palestinian and stuff, because they are crazy about the empathy for them. And we need to make them feel the empathy for Israel and by showing all the stuff that Israel suffered. And that's the only way that you can counterbalance that. And I just want to know what Denise thought about that.
Good question. What do you think, Denise?
I don't disagree. I call it a couple of days ago the pity policy.
Right.
I don't really call it empathy. I call it pity. You know, well, it is empathy, but yeah, I get it.
Indeed. Well,
One other question, Kyle.
Sure.
Kyle?
Yes, go ahead.
I got three songs that I thought could be good for you to play for your songs. Nine to Five by Dolly Parton.
Okay.
And Waiting for the Weekend would be a good one. And Bachman Turner Overdrive's Back to Business song. I think those would be real hoppy songs for you.
I like that. Great suggestions. Yeah, taking care of business, that's cool.
Yeah, Nine to Five is a great song, too.
I think we have
a little bit of a different genre.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, was Dolly Parton back in the day. Very funny.
What a performance she gave at the football game.
The Dallas Cowboys? Yeah, absolutely. Wasn't that? I mean, she's a powerhouse.
She was a halftime show.
Yeah, she's a powerhouse. A lot of people don't know, I mean, just how talented she really is and how many songs she's really written. It's really something. Absolutely.
Right.
Well, thanks, Backgammon Bob. Those were great suggestions. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right, take care. Backgammon Bob, everybody. Denise, in fact, what Backgammon Bob's talking about right there, this empathy, and it's like you're saying the pity policy, well, that's exactly what was on display with Gavin Newsom at the debate. It's like he's got to make sure that he's he's, you know, fighting for all these different groups and so that they all sort of feel placated.
They pity him.
Yeah.
And especially Kamala. Not Kamala, Kamala.
Right. Yeah, and he went after DeSantis for mispronouncing her name, but I don't think I don't think DeSantis did it on to be mean spirited. But
you know,
he sees
I called her Kamala, so screw it. Now let's get back over to the Budapest memorandum, shall we?
Okay, sure.
Because this explains the other part war that's happening between Russia and Ukraine. Because in 1994, we had the Budapest Agreement. And that's because these countries, which included the United States, the United Kingdom, and the Russian Federation, so they're part of it,
mm-hmm.
that they would pledge a security assurance to Ukraine in order to get rid of the nuclear weapons. Now, they had the nuclear weapons, but the authority for the nuclear weapons was in Russia. So, here comes Bill Clinton. Oh, okay. Well, we'll do this whole thing, and Russia's gonna, you know, be part of this, and we're gonna have some peace and security assurance for Ukraine. Well, Russia's in violation. Period. Mm-hmm. But we are part of this, and so is the United Kingdom. So you have to protect Ukraine and Crimea, I would argue. And that goes all the way back to 2014 at a minimum. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know why, there has to be some, you know, support for Ukraine, you need to understand the Budapest Agreement.
Indeed. And again, I'm so glad that you're talking about this kind of thing, because that historic perspective is so very, very important, you know.
Well, you know, if we negate our position, like in the Budapest Agreement,
right,
then we are then in a classification with the Russian Federation itself. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? And that would leave the United Kingdom out there all by themselves when it comes to Ukraine. And I would argue that if we bail out of all things Ukraine, you know, then we're in the same classification as the Russian Federation, period. And pretty much right now, we're really just as corrupt when you consider Biden and, you know, all these other, our own oligarchs. We don't have law and order, and what our Department of Justice is doing and not doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue we're just as corrupt as everybody says Ukraine is.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold that thought, Denise. We're going to come right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. As soon as we come back from this bottom of the hour break, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number. This is for you, back, Am and Bob. We're coming right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. They rejected the former president's attempts to dismiss the cases. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, died Friday at the age of 93.
It's thrilling, in a way, to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court.
O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications arising from advanced dementia and respiratory illness. The Garisenda Tower in Bologna, Italy, a leaning structure standing for nearly 1,000 years, faces potential collapse. Following recent investigations, the city is implementing a civil protection plan to address the risk. A protective metal cordon will be installed to contain debris in case of collapse. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Don't go to bed yet. No, Joe Biden can go to bed. That's fine. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And, yes, very fast service. I appreciate the suggestions from Backgam and Dov for some bumper tracks. We were able to put that together pretty quick there. Just, again, very fast service. A little 9 to 5 as we were going out to the break there just a few moments ago. But welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question for our guest, Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
Well, you know, is there anything else you wanted to talk about with these lines that were drawn? Because obviously, you know, these I guess they're somewhat obviously they're arbitrary in many ways, but we saw the UN go in and carve out modern day Israel back in 1948, and that would have seemed to have settled that. But now, of course, all that is in jeopardy, it would seem.
Well, because the United Nations went completely corrupt and sideways, and we're not helping, that situation, to straighten that situation out at all. In fact, you know, the reason the Houthis were taken off the terror list by Biden is under pressure from the United Nations. So who's running who here?
Right.
You know?
Well, but back in 1948, when the modern state of Israel was carved out following World War II, there was a time of debate then. I'm sure that there was opposition to that. But the world overall, at least the free world, believed that that was the right course of action. And now you've got people who literally want to reverse that And do you think the corruption now and the sideways movement, as it were, at the UN, that could ever be in the offing, that the UN could say, we did the wrong thing?
You got all these pro-Palestinians and these pro-Hamas, type people. You know, they're blaming Israel, and they're blaming the Biden administration for this disgusting thing that's going on in Gaza. They're barking up the wrong tree. I mean, the truth of the matter is this all comes down to what was once, the League of Nations, which was just as corrupt back then as the United Nations is now. Well, the United Nations is much more corrupt. But that's where the blame should necessarily be, and somebody ought to go take a look and do a history lesson on what we just talked about with the Sykes-Picot memorandum. So,
Well, it just goes to show that things can be very embedded, and a lot of times it's not simple answers to things because of the complexities that are involved. So that's where diplomacy comes in. That's where leadership has to come in as well. But overall,
let me stop you there.
Sure.
You know, diplomacy is a great thing. If it's the right kind of diplomacy, but diplomacy, you often give up way too much, if you understand what I'm saying here. They want a diplomatic end to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Oh, well, the diplomatic thing is for what? Ukraine to give up their territory. You know, just quit fighting for the eastern part of Ukraine. Go ahead and give it back to Russia. And while you're at it, forget about Crimea. It's never going to happen again. You know, that's not right. If you look at the history and what all happened, I mean, if you just look at Ukraine's history, I mean, this is a country that's been at war for its entire existence, in one form or another. Diplomacy isn't, I mean, it's a good thing, but what the results are, some of this of these diplomatic moves are not always a good outcome.
Well, right. Well, what I'm talking about is the idea that you try to head off other conflicts so that they don't start to begin with. And in other words, you have to be, maybe engagement is a better word to use, because obviously, these tensions run very high, and then it just spills over. So it'd be better not to have a conflict if you can avoid it.
Sure. I mean, nobody wants a conflict, but that doesn't mean you just, you give up everything.
Well, exactly. Yeah. You don't. But that's kowtowing. And so I completely agree. In Ukraine, there's no way all these people have died and all these things have happened, and yet Putin would walk away with exactly what he wants to begin with.
Right. And then, he did Georgia. He got Crimea. He's working on Ukraine. So what's next? Well, is anybody paying attention to Finland? No, certainly not enough on what he's doing there. Is anybody paying attention to, some of the other Baltic states? No. He's going to keep going. I mean, there's no denying that. So what happens here? You end up with three countries. You end up with Iran that's trying to merge all of the Middle Eastern territory under an Islamic, present-day Islamic Ottoman Empire, if you will. Then you got China, who really isn't trying to do land purchases or, occupying territory, although that's precisely what they're doing in key pockets around the world, Latin America and especially Africa. And then you got Russia that's trying to build out it's new modern day Soviet Union, USSR. So you got three really disgusting leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really take a look at the map and see what they're doing, where does that leave the West?
Right.
Out in the cold.
Well, right. And it just seems
isolated.
Well, but it just seems like we're moving into a time in our modern day history now that is just as volatile, it seems like, as we look back in the history books. A lot of times we look back and we say, boy, things were really dicey back then. They had a big war and everything. And here we are where this is still a powder keg, and something could go wrong tomorrow and plunge us into a larger kind of conflict. And so I think it's important to know that, you know, it's not just the stuff in the history books anymore.
Well, and, you know, sadly to say, sometimes you have to go to war. I mean, it's just the way it is. I don't like it. Nobody likes it. But the war that Israel is fighting right now is a ground war with air support. But the war that I think the United States, if we ever had to get into some kind of a conflict, would not be that kind of ground war. We would go more to a hybrid effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're getting to the point where everything is done by drones, by remote control, and by, you know, joysticks. And then I think we would get into a space war, we would get into a cyber war, so things would be very different. It wouldn't look like, you know, Vietnam or World War II by any stretch.
And also that means, too, that a lot of the lack of a better term, battleground would actually be in our own country, because you'd have bad actors, targets of opportunity, or other kinds, you know, hacks into different systems, if electrical.
We just had that. And it went completely underreported. But interestingly enough, the Aliquippa, which is right by Pittsburgh, their water system was hacked. Well, who hacked it? Iran. Now, why did they pick that? Well, they were really trying to hack Israel's water system. But they found out that Israel has, you know, hardware that they use to monitor hardware to water systems, infrastructure type systems, of which they have sold internationally. Well, who's one of the ones that bought the Israeli hardware? Aliquippa. So, you know, Iran hacks a portion of Pittsburgh's water system.
Right, and then puts up their messaging and this kind of stuff, too. And yeah, so it is. I mean,
the war is here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and so it's not happening over there like the old song was. You know, it's not over till it's over there, but it could be right here, like right now. And I mean,
correct.
And I'm not trying to be alarmist. I'm just simply saying that the whole face of war has changed.
Precisely.
Asymmetric, all these different things where it's not just. And that's why fighting Hamas is necessary, but it's still uncertain as to what the finish of this really looks like, you know.
Precisely right.
All right, well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Folks, be sure to head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles that Denise has over there. She's got links to the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as well. Denise, you have yourself a great week, and this has been a great discussion. You know, people aren't hearing this, I think, anywhere else but right here, and that's what we're really proud of. So take care, Denise.
Yay. All right, thank you. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. All right, folks. Stay right there. We're coming right back. Final segment of the program, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, though. We can have too much fun if we want to. This is our program. This is the weekend edition, folks. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and be part here in the final segment of the program, weekend edition. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message right there. You can also find me on social media, Facebook and X as well. We got links over there for that. And you can find out a little bit more about me right there at KyleWarrenShow.com. And, you know, it's been a great show this morning, and it's been a great week of broadcasting here on the show. And I just really want to thank all the callers, everybody's listening, people who are communicating with us via direct message or email or these kinds of things. We really appreciate it. And it really does mean a lot, and we do really appreciate the encouragement and so forth as well. Well, here's something that it sounds kind of funny to say, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but there is a map of San Francisco that catalogs areas. Well, again, I'm just going to let Ron DeSantis explain it. He brought this up at the debate on Thursday and showed held up a map. I mean, it's, here's the thing. Gavin Newsom was probably very angry at his people because he didn't have any visual aids. Right? Everybody knows when you're doing a presentation, have visual aids, because visual aids are going to help make your point, drive home what you're talking about. And Gavin Newsom didn't have them, but Ron DeSantis did. He had several, and one that was very controversial. But he said that and made his point about some of this material that is available to young children, for one thing. I mean, that's an entirely serious aspect to this. But where it got a little more, not silly, but certainly way out there, only because, again, the absurdity that this map even exists is something that should give every single American pause to say, could this be happening, ever happen in my city, in my area? So let's let Ron DeSantis explain what he's holding up, showing the world, and showing Gavin Newsom at the debate with Sean Hannity. Let's listen in.
Francisco, there's a lot of plots on that. You may be asking, what is that plotting? Well, this is an app where they plot the human feces that are found on the streets of San Francisco. And you see how almost the whole thing is covered, because that is what has happened in one of the previous greatest cities this country's ever had. Human feces is now a fact of life, except when a communist dictator comes to town. Then they cleaned up the streets. They lined the streets with Chinese flags. They didn't put American flags there. They cleaned everything up. So they're willing to do it for a communist dictator, but they're not willing to do it for their own people.
They were willing to do it for a communist dictator. And what did Gavin Newsom say about that even? He said, well, they say we're only cleaning up this town because we got these, we got this APEC summit, and we got the, President Xi coming, basically. And he says, well, that's true, because it's true. He actually said that. And
it's true because it's true.
Well, of course it's true. It's true because it's true, because it is, yes, you guessed it, folks, true. And Gavin Newsom absolutely understands why they cleaned up the streets. And you and I understand absolutely why they cleaned up the streets. And Governor DeSantis is right. All those, lined the streets with Chinese flags. So I'm sure President Xi felt pretty good when he was here. And yes, there should be engagement, they should be talking, and this kind of stuff, and that's fine. But it certainly did seem to be a little weighted to the direction of we're only doing this because President Xi is coming. And it showed that, yes, even the Democrats in San Francisco, if they're given the order to do so, they will be able to clean things up or have the impetus to do so. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. But the point is, why do our streets even get like this? And unfortunately, this is going to be the case, I'm sure, in other big blue cities. And other cities as well, because the homeless problem is certainly way, way, way far out of control. And there have got to be different ways of dealing with that. I'm not going to get into them here, in terms of timing right now. But obviously, it's not just a money issue. I think there has to be some real hard leadership on this. I think there could be, if it wasn't so political, especially from the left. And unfortunately, you got a lot of people out there who are suffering, there's got to be a way of our society dealing with this. That being said, there shouldn't be this plot map of San Francisco, which is basically, and it just covers all of San Francisco. All those plots basically just cover the whole city. And San Francisco's always been a little bit different. Right? Mrs. Professor and I, we always love to go to San Francisco, we've been there several times and so forth, back in the day especially, and it's fun. You go ride the cable cars, you go get some chocolate at Ghirardelli Square, you get some clam chowder in the bread bowl down by the pier and so forth, and it's fun. And one time, I think I even related here on the show, I'll just do it again for anybody new listening with us. We actually, one time, this was before we ever were parents or had kids, we rented a scooter, and we actually rented a scooter, and we went all around the city on a scooter. That was akin to taking your life in your own hands, but it was fun, and we were younger, and it was a lot of fun. But it was great to be in the city. It had a cool vibe to it, even though it was a little strange. You know, sometimes you see some pretty strange things. But nowadays, this is an entirely different thing, and I'm so sorry to see what has become of San Francisco. Gavin Newsom got mad about insulting cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles. Well, have you been to Los Angeles lately? Los Angeles used to be really fun also to go to back in the day, but things have changed dramatically there as well. And the homeless issues are absolutely deteriorating the cities at an alarming rate. So, yes, there is. I'm sure that there are different aspects to this or different approaches to this, but this is so telling. This visual aid, this object lesson that Governor DeSantis had really did drive this point home. And Gavin Newsom can only kind of, laugh about it, whatever, and then explain to us again pretty much how we're wrong and we're just anti-Los Angeles or anti-San Francisco. And, you know, that's not a great response. But also, of course, they talked about things like crime and Gavin Newsom trying to sort of turn the tables. Well, you know, it's worse in Tallahassee, and it's worse in Tampa, and it's worse in, you know, this kind of thing. And then DeSantis, very calm, cool, and collected, said, look, you know, basically you're not answering the question. Sean Hannity put up these statistics on the screen, and you're not even dealing with that. And the other stuff just kind of comes out of nowhere with Newsom. So, you know, sort of to wrap up on this debate issue, you know, I do think that people debate the form of the debate, as it were. But generally speaking, I don't think Newsom hit it out of the park. I really don't. I know that there are some polls that show that he, quote, won the debate. But I don't think he hit it out of the park. I think especially if you're asking these tough questions about, you know, how are we going to fix these big problems that our country faces, to get a lot of platitudes or a lot of ideological machinery from Gavin Newsom and then in this case, kind of the spokesperson, right, for the Democrats right now, and at least in that venue. And you kind of project in your mind, well, what if this guy was the nominee? And all he's going to do is sort of regurgitate the ideological machinery, the ideological decision matrix, as I call it. That's not going to be helpful, and it's certainly not going to make you feel like, hey, I feel pretty confident now. I mean, Gavin Newsom could take over tomorrow, and everything would be fine because this guy has got it going on. No. No. I think he showed he didn't have it going on. It's something very different, folks. Folks, thanks for listening. Weekend Edition, we're coming to the close here, the final segment. It's been a great week. I appreciate everybody out there. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Folks, have a great weekend, and we are going to see you bright and early on Monday morning. Take care out there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.